It is the first of the month again, and we will recognize at this time our birthdays, people with birthdays for the month of December, and also our anniversaries for the month of December. Our birthdays are as follows. Ryland Frick, 12-6. There you go, little Ryland. Andrew Louder, 12-7. Andrea Louder, 12-7. Jay Julius. Oh, Jay, where are you, Jay? Hey, there you are. You're hiding back there from me. Oh, there you go. Jay's 12-17. Ann Barbie, 12-20. Janice Hopkins, 12-22. Happy birthday, Janice. Grant Harsel, 12-23. Anna Frick and Angela Frick, 12-26. You both have the same birthday. Isn't that amazing, isn't it? Robert High, 12-29. Ted Barbie, 12-30. Way to go, Ted. And that's all I have. Did I leave anybody out? Yes, Lyle?
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is correct. Happy birthday, Jesus. Absolutely. Anyone else? All right, Miss Brenda, now that we've got the organ running, let's give me a key over there, okay? Robert, you're going to live another year. What do you think? Yeah. Pick on Robert. I have to. He's a good one, no doubt. All right, our anniversaries. And Robert and Kathy, here you are. Robert, 12-18. How many years?
19
years. Well, congratulations. Jason and Karen Linker, 12-19. Did I leave out any anniversary? All right, let's give them a round of applause. All right. Let's now do it. We're going to start our Christmas music. It is now time to do that. It's the 1st of December, so we're going to do a Christmas song and our hymn sing this morning. It's page 88 if you want. Otherwise, look up on the board. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Okay? Everybody stand with me, please. Please sing.
Christ by high You may be seated.
It is Christmas time, and we've got a lot of announcements I want to share with you this morning. First thing I want to do, Miss Rosina, I know you want to say something, and so we're going to let you just lead right off with that.
Yes, amen. Beautiful. That's crackers, right?
The cracker man struck again. I'm just glad Jerry's got along with me and picked up something. That was the second trip by crackers.
Yeah, we definitely had enough crackers, though, didn't we? I think we did. I think we had enough. Yes, Janice.
I'd like to thank Miss Rosina for the job.
Absolutely. Way to go, Rosina. I'll tell you this much for sure. Everything that gets done needs a good leader, has to have a good leader, and then have to have some good team behind her and some good followers and good workers. God's work gets done that way. God bless.
And I have awesome support.
Yeah,
all
no,
of
you
ladies.
Do.
Even though you can't make it to the meetings, if I need you, I know you're there. Thanks.
Amen. All right, let's talk about the Baptist Children's Home. Today's the last day for you to be able to give your offering to the Baptist Children's Home. I am so happy to tell you that we've got $1,720. That is another applause, if you can go ahead and do that. And so I'm very pleased with that. Then we'll start in this month for the Lottie Moon. The Lottie Moon Christmas offering begins this month. So those of you that's got the giving spirit, and I just wish that everybody had the spirit of Christmas the way Miss Rosina's got right now. Wouldn't that be wonderful? If we all get that, we're going to be okay. Way to go, girl. Proud of you. Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Keep that in mind. Let's get going. And the Boston Butt Sale, Jeff, that's going to be, all that will be available by the 16th. All the sales available by the 16th.
I need everybody that sold something by the 12th so I can get them ordered.
Okay. All right. So get out and sell that, please.
Sell. That helps.
Okay. Good. So do we have a count so far? How many, where we are?
We're somewhere around 30, 35.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. What was the goal? You had 50 for the goal? Was
I
that?
Hope to get 50.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We're almost there. That's wonderful. Okay, wonderful.
Well, no, don't take that as almost there.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, we got a long ways to go. All right. Christmas program. We'll have our Christmas program here December the 17th, and the praise team and all the support people are working on that. We've been practicing every week, and we're going to have, a very informative, good service for you, a good program for you for the December the 17th. And, of course, after that, we'll go down and we'll eat some more. And so, good Baptist, right? We'll do that again. We'll have a good program for there. So y'all be here for that on December the 17th. Building and Grounds Committee information, we'll be meeting after the holidays. So you keep that if you're on Building and Grounds. The Golden Agers, we're going to go out and have a Christmas lunch, and we're going to do that on December the 20th, and we'll be going to the Golden Corral. So, but what we are going to be doing, we're going to be driving our own personal cars to get there. It's just up to Concord, and I'm not going to get a bus for that, so we'll just drive up to Concord, everybody meet here at the church, and we'll be giving you the time of the meeting. We're going to meet here at the church, but we're going to go for lunch. So, Brenda, where are you? Can I see you over there? Yep. Okay, what time do you think would be a good time? 11 o'clock here?
Probably.
Or at least that. Yeah. Okay, well, 11 o'clock here, meet us at the church here, and we'll all go from there, and we'll get cars, and we'll all go up for that to the Golden Corral. I know you'll love that. All right, that's all the announcements I have. Does anybody else have any you want to share? Okay. Then we'll go to our prayer request. I have a few that I've already received in this morning. Let's remember Teresa, Evan's daughter. She has disc problem with her back, and so she's in a lot of pain, I understand, and so let's keep her in our prayers. I have a worker named Rebecca Cox, and she has cancer, and then she had a stroke last week on top of that, and a brain tumor on top of that. So she is... her outlook on life doesn't look very good, but God's powerful. God's able. And so, Rebecca Cox. Tonda's got a co-worker that she's asked for prayer for as well. And so, let's keep her now. Do you have others this morning? Yeah, Robert.
Chris Hopkins.
Okay.
And I have a praise report.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You did.
And I got a good report. Everything came back good.
That's wonderful, Robert. And, wonderful. It's a colonoscopy that you had, right? Yep. That's wonderful.
Also, the family of Neil Kimbry.
Neil Kimbry?
Yeah, his mom and dad dead in bed yesterday morning. Miss Kimbry, she taught school at Southstown first lesson.
Okay. All right. Yes, Tony. Wait a minute, Tony. Let me just come over here. I know that you want to be heard, and so I'm going to let you do it this way if you don't mind.
Okay. I just want to thank everybody for all they've did for us. Y'all was so good. You brought us food, phone. Everybody was in there to help us. You know, we couldn't have no better friends than what y'all have been to us, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and Ruth's heart, too.
That kind of humbles you, doesn't it? I'm telling you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Ruth. We appreciate it. Good to see you back. That's the main thing this morning. And why are we in the applause? Just give them an applause. That's beautiful, Tony. Thank you very much. Okay, are there others this morning? Yes, Ms. Rosina.
The book says Jed Christian we've been praying for passed away on Thursday. He was 3, but he turned 4 in November. So that's the thing, the Christian family and the Flores family.
Did you say Kristen? Yes, right. JT, that's Chris, yeah. Others? Let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you today, this morning, Lord, we come with our absolutely praising hearts for you, for the awesome God that you are. As we studied in Sunday school this morning, you are an awesome God, and you are, and you always will be the same. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for the people that are here this morning, the ones who have prioritized their time to be in God's house this morning and said, yes, we're going to be here. Thank you for that. Thank you for those that are here this morning, Lord, that had a hard time getting here, quite frankly, but they're here. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for them. And, Lord, as we think about the ones that we've heard for special requests, we want to lift them up to you, Lord. We want to lift up Eva Ann's daughter, Teresa, Lord, to you today as she is experiencing pain issues with her back. We pray for Rebecca Cox, Lord, my co-worker. We pray for her and what she's going through now with her health. With Tonda's co-worker, with the health issues there, we lift her up as well. Chris Hopkins, we pray for him. Neil Kimry, we lift him up to you, Lord. And then, Lord, the JT Christian family, Lord, we pray for them today. And now, Lord, as we go from there, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for this Christmas season that we're entering into. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the most precious gift of all. Thank you, Lord, as we begin to sing happy birthday this morning, we realize it's the birthday of a king. Birthday of the king. And now, Lord, we pray a special blessing upon all of us who are here today, Lord, as we enter this Christmas season. And, Lord, we always need to remember the reason for this season. Now, Lord, we pray for our pastor who will be coming today and the message he will be presenting to us. We lift him up to you, Lord, as well. Pray for those who are not here today and not able to be here. And pray for those who are not here and for some other reason. We lift them up to you and give them, Lord, we pray, a desire and also the help to be back and be with us again, and we pray. And, Lord, these blessings I ask in your name. Amen. As we continue on with our Christmas songs for praise, Angels We Have Heard on High is page 100. And it's a beautiful song. If you would please stand, let's sing Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain.
Sing the chorus when we get down to it, all right?
Gloria in excelsis Dei. Oh,
I wanted to quit every time too early. But hey, listen, don't worry about it. That's what sometimes the devil kind of sneaks in and makes things happen too. We're going to defeat him. Didn't we defeat him today? Amen. Y'all may be seated. Kids, you may go. You don't have to apologize. It's equipment. It happens to all of us.
Technology is wonderful when it works. And when it doesn't, I'm glad we've got people that know what they're doing, because I sure don't. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you for this day that you've given us, for every blessing that's ours. Father, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, precious Spirit, when you know the needs and the desires of every heart, every family, every person, you know, whether we're struggling physically or financially or spiritually, you know whether our hearts are right with you or not. So, Father, we just open ourselves up to listen to the voice of God.
Button. Because I don't care a thing about hearing another commercial for beer. And I don't care a thing about hearing a commercial for a medicine that I've never heard of, for a disease I've never heard of. And it's supposed to be the greatest thing since homemade ice cream, but it may cause liver damage, kidney damage, stroke, heart attack, or call us if it kills you. So, the other day, I was watching and I was a little slow with my trigger finger. And just as it went off, I heard the commercial say something like this: "There's only one man that can save the world." Well, I'd gone to mute, so I don't know what they were saying, but they showed all of these scenes of guns shooting and things blowing up and explosions, and got to thinking, even though the Hollywood is full of unbelievers, they get half the gospel message. The world's in a mess, and the world needs saving, and we need a superhero to save us. Now, where they get it wrong is the superheroes. Superman, Superwoman, or Supergirl. I even thought, you know, back in my kids, it used to be Adam Ant. How Adam Ant, you know, is going to save the world, I don't know, but Spider-Man, and then there's all these X-Men that I don't have a clue who they all are, but they're going to save the world. Well, that is messed up. The entire message of the Bible from cover to cover is that there is one superhero, and his name's Jesus. Jesus is the one super savior for the whole world. It's not some other person. I don't care who Hollywood says, that's all make-believe. But Jesus is the real deal. He is the real deal. The whole message of the Bible is that mankind is messed up, mankind's a sinner, mankind is lost, all of us. Every person born is born into sin, and every person that's born needs a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. No other Savior. We can't save ourselves. We couldn't in the past. We can't right now. We won't ever be able to save ourselves. It's Jesus and Jesus alone. God, knowing our dilemma, our problem, took care of it. And that's the wonderful news of the Bible. You remember John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. God so loved, God gave, he gave Jesus, his only Son, that if we believe in Jesus, if we believe in Jesus, we'll never perish, but we'll have everlasting life. Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 2, and you hath he quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we also all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kingdom toward us through Christ Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful passage there that reminds us that God in his grace and in his mercy comes to a people who are under the control of the devil, a group of people who are sinners, a group of people who are out of the will of God, and out of mercy, out of grace, God allows us to be born into his family. We're forgiven. And we can have eternal life. In Luke 19, Jesus said, I am come to seek and to save those who are lost. The whole message of Scripture is this. Jesus is the Savior. He is the hero. He is the one supernatural person that can change our lives forever. Now, there might be somebody, maybe somebody that's here, maybe somebody that's listening in the parking lot, or somebody that's listening later on the website, that has the same question John the Baptist had. You remember when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, like a dove, came and lit upon Jesus, and John heard the voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John was sure at that moment that Jesus was the Messiah, that Jesus was the Savior. John had it in his mind that, yeah, he is the one. Well, you know what happened. John gets arrested. John's in prison. He didn't have air conditioning. He didn't have three meals a day brought to him. He didn't have television and books to read. He was in a miserable mess. And the devil began to torment him. Are you sure Jesus is the one? Are you sure Jesus is really that Savior that we're looking for? Perhaps you were mistaken. Perhaps that was just the sun shining in a certain way when you thought it was the Holy Spirit. John, are you sure? And so you find in the book of Luke, in chapter 7, that John just got to know for sure. He's just got to know for sure. Luke chapter 7, verse 19. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for somebody else?" We look for another. John is questioning. John is being tormented by the devil's lies. And John can't get out of prison, so he sends two of his disciples and says, "You go to Jesus and you ask Jesus, is he really the one Is he really the one? Or should we keep looking for the Messiah like we've been looking for a thousand years? Well, it's interesting. Jesus didn't give them an answer at the beginning. Verse 20. They asked Jesus the question. When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist sent us unto thee, saying, are you the one that would come, or will you look for another? But Jesus didn't answer. He says, at the same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues of evil spirits. Many that were blind, he gave sight. Then Jesus, after he performed all of these miracles, he says to John, these disciples of John, go your way, tell John what things you have seen and heard. How the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor of the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended to me. Jesus did all of these mighty, mighty miracles, including raising the dead. And he says, just go back and show John. Tell John all that you've seen happen here today. This awesome display of power, this awesome display of healing power, delivering power. And over the last 2,000 years, over and over and over again, the mighty power of Jesus has been demonstrated. Now I realize, you go back to the Pharaoh's court, when Moses goes in, the religious leaders in Pharaoh's court, they could perform a few miracles. They did, if you go back and read that story. But nobody's ever done it like Jesus. And nobody's continued it to do it in the name of Jesus down through the centuries. The power of Jesus is so awesome. So awesome. As I was riding down the road this morning to church, I got to thinking, you remember the original Superman TV program? Faster than the speedy bullet, more powerful than the locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. You remember that? Some of you old enough to remember that. And I got to thinking, faster than a speedy bullet. If Jesus, and from time to time we hear of people that say Jesus appeared to me in the flesh over the years. And Paul, says Jesus appeared to him. If Jesus wanted to, he could be standing right there in a second, in a blink of the eye. It'd make Superman look like he was flying in slow motion. More powerful than a speeding bullet. How many people Jesus raised from the dead? We know of several in the scripture. And I get a kick out every time I think about the resurrection morning. Jesus kicking the devil in the teeth, taking the keys of hell, death in the grave, and saying, now I'm King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the Bible says in one of Paul's letters, he made a show of him openly, like he drug him out and said, look at this wimp that I just whipped up on. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Nobody in the world like Jesus. It doesn't matter how powerful the Hollywood wants to make some superhero, nobody compares to Jesus. And Jesus is the only one that rose from the dead. Now I realize, from time to time, you'll read some story about somebody being resuscitated. They use the paddles like we have back here in the back room, or some other method. But every one of them eventually die. Even those that Jesus raised from the dead, like Lazarus, eventually would die. But Jesus sits on the throne forever, now seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus lives forever. I mean, when you, you know, you can go to all of these like Muhammad and those others, Joseph Smith, and that started religions. Oh, this is where they're buried. This is where they're buried. You know, all there's two different places in Jerusalem where they think the tomb might have been. Depends on whether you're a Protestant or Catholic. But they're both empty. I don't know whether either one of them's the real place, but they're both empty. The angels gave the story to the women on Easter morning. You seek Jesus. You seek Jesus. But he's don't seek the living among the dead. He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. You know, I have this thing about songs. So I'm gonna sing you one. lock the door. Lock the door. No. This week I was listening to somebody sing. And it's a very, very familiar song. And I got to thinking how true it is. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance. This child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. Life is worth the living just because he lives. When you think about our lifetime, there may be one or two people in here that are old enough to realize and remember, or your parents told you, what they were doing on December 7th, 1941, when suddenly the bottom fell out and we found out that Pearl Harbor had been attacked. And it looked uncertain. Things looked bleak. But because he lives, we're still here. I remember being at the church on 9/11. We didn't have any TVs there, but except like hooked to a DVD, nothing was hooked to the internet. And somebody called, and I went rushing home and watched all those replays of those planes hitting the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. And things didn't look good. But because he lives, we're still here. When COVID came and everything shut down and talking about so many people, thousands of people dying, but because Jesus lives, we're still here. And I have no idea, and you don't either. Now, you may guess what's going to happen in the morning, but we have no idea what's going to be on the news in the morning. It may be good or it may be bad. But we can face uncertain future because he lives. There is a world of trouble, a world of hurt. But there's a superhero named Jesus that makes all the difference in the world. All of those others are just figments of somebody's imagination. And most of them show the superhero in a world that's blown all to pieces. And the book of Revelation talks about, yes, this world being destroyed. but it talks about a new heaven and a new earth, where there's the trees with the fruit for every month for the healing of the nations, and where there's no tears, no sorrows, no pain, no suffering, no dying, no sin. Jesus is the real deal. I don't even know what superhero that program I muted was advertising. Don't care. Because I know somebody that's real. And I pray that Jesus is real to you this morning. Not just an idea or a concept, but down in your heart. That song we sing at Easter, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He's living, no matter what men may say. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives in my heart. I pray that Jesus lives not just in your head, not just a historical figure, but I pray that you have a conscious awareness of the living Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart. And if you don't, I pray that you'll give your heart and life to Jesus today and not put it off. You remember what I wrote for the newsletter last week, not this one that you got yesterday, but the last week. The devil will tell you you don't need a Savior. But if he sees that you're really, really serious about it, he'll say, that's a good idea. You just need to put it off and do it later. But how many people, what I wrote, how many people take their last breath on earth and their first breath in hell and realize, I waited too long. I waited too long. And now it's too late. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart about giving your heart and your life to Jesus as the real, real, real superhero, the one Savior of the world who is Savior of the world, the one who, the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things in the earth, things under the earth. The angels, the demons, the saved, the unsaved, everybody will bow to the name of Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. It doesn't take a figment of somebody's imagination to be the Savior of the world. It takes God's only begotten Son, who is the real Savior of the world. If you know Him, thank Him for saving you. If you don't know Him, give your heart and life to Jesus. And if you know people that don't know Him, what better gift than you could give them at Christmas than a positive witness for Jesus? You know, if you could give them a gold Cadillac, if you could give them a trip to anywhere in the world, and they're lost, it's not worth anything. But if you give them Jesus, you've made a difference for all of eternity. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes for a moment? If you're here if you're listening to me and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you confess right now, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I believe that you're the Savior. I believe that you died for my sin and that you were buried, that you rose again. And Lord Jesus, I feel the Holy Spirit calling me. today, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. If you're here today and that's the decision you made, I pray that you'll just get up from your seat right where you are and walk down the aisle, and I'll meet you here and we'll talk about it. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. If you're listening later on the website, or if you're out there in the parking lot, please don't put it off. If the Holy Spirit is speaking, please say yes to Jesus. You can depend on the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. You can depend on your bank deposits. You can depend upon your physical health. You can depend upon your mom, your dad, somebody else. But nobody can ultimately save you except Jesus. Oh, Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one. Make sure of your salvation today. Please, if you know somebody that doesn't know Jesus, pray for them. Look for opportunities to witness to them. Don't put it off. The one thing you don't know is what tomorrow will bring. But know this, as the song says, you can face uncertain future because He lives. Thank you, Jesus, for living, blessing, protecting, providing. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.